Alright, so we were all thinking, let's make a new show, right? Well, we did make a show, and it never ended. It turned into a conference, and that never ended. So it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, and we're wondering what we're doing. This is what we're doing.
Are you gonna let me in? Hello? Hello?
Five and the bell went off, thank God. Many people think I'm odd, but I talk with no one and I walk alone and I avoid sunlight with a chalky tone. I get home and don't say hi, it ain't no one there. I don't care, I walk in and go right up the stairs to my room, getting dead and just wait for dark, because that's when a real show starts. Tap, tap on a glass, go to piece of ass. So young and pretty, it's too bad she passed. But she comes to my room and we talk at night. She's demonic and bloody, but she holds me tight in my bedroom. With her, I'm never alone, and I kiss her cold lips until the morning comes. And she's gone, I can still hear her voice loom, but she only exists in the dark of my room.
Love, I can't ignore you in my room.
Do anything for you, that's
love.
I do adore you
in my room.
That's that
for my
love.
This is season 2, episode 2 of DC Map Radio. Your host Crash Dust and everyone are here. Yeah, we're noobs because we don't come out with episodes very often.
Yep, but if I play my cards right this weekend, I might be able to get 2 episodes in.
Why?
Pack full of DC Map fun.
Why?
Well, if someone, David Copperfield, if he can get around to it this weekend, we're going to record it. All gaming show.
Am I not allowed there?
Well, you can if you want, but you don't play games, so.
I play games. No, I don't.
No, you play Frozen Bubble.
Don't make fun of my elite Linux gaming skills.
Okay. So.
What?
What are we going to talk about first? I know our show notes are all night long.
Oh yeah, I got so many show notes. No, not really. Alright, we don't have anything to talk about. Well, I do, kind of. Just my crap that I've gone through in, like, the past month since my show. IRC hell, what else? Switching to Slackware.
Finally.
Yeah,
you finally dumped that from Storic or whatever.
Yeah, Fedora 4 sucks cost.
Yeah.
And,
you've seen the light of Slackware.
What?
You've seen the light of Slackware.
I like the Slackware?
You've seen the light.
I can't understand it. There's so much static on my goddamn phone.
Yeah, you have to have a phone. You have seen the light of Slackware.
Yes, I have. And Slackware is all holy because you can just do so much.
Yeah, and everything works. Out of the box. Except for me, Zine doesn't work, but...
Zine works for me.
Well, oh well.
I can't still identify. I'm so retarded.
Alright, so what are we talking about instead of just rambling?
Alright, I can talk about, like, running IRC OfferBot, because I, like, did that recently. Pretty fun. Okay, but fun. Like,
so you're offering wares to people? Are you offering legal stuff to
them?
Shareware?
Open
source software?
No, not really.
Oh well. Okay. Tell us what you're doing.
Alright, so you know all those Leap script kitties that have like I don't know, they're losers, but anyway everything in the IRC world is like Merc based, you know what I mean?
Yes, everything.
Like the say you want to go to like some person that's this cool like
No, there's two factions. There's the Merc based and there's the Perl based.
Right. And both are in the
ass. Cool one.
So, Linux, you're just like SOL to get cool stuff, unless you like serve for 3 days straight like I did.
You can run Merc and Wine.
Yeah, I know, but it's still a pain in the ass. I don't like these ones.
Oh.
Opens all these goddamn libraries and all this crap.
What are you talking about? Slackware? Here's a good site. If anyone uses Slackware, linuxpackages.net. All they have is Slackware packages pre-compiled by all kinds of people.
I use those, you retard.
Yeah. Wine, I download it from there. I click install pkg wine_files.
I'm not I'm telling you, wine works fine. I'm saying I don't like to use it. It's too much of a, it's not worth like the amount of memory and everything it takes up to run that application when I can run it like.
What? Are you on like some 2 megabyte of RAM machine or something?
I don't know. It's just I'm saying. I'd be saying, dog. You don't
come on, in this day and age, resource management.
No, what
I go. So.
Yeah. So anyway, what I'm using now is called IR Offer. After trying them with everything, I use Fitchex. It has a built-in server thing. Kind of sucks because you can't really configure it that much. But that works better if you're doing basic things. But I always like standalone C base that I found in IR Offer. It's completely written in C. Standalone. Just configure it. Little configuration file and it's going. And it's nice. I like it a lot. You can change everything because it's open source and do everything you want. So yeah. Except getting colors to work in Linux can be a real pain in the ass.
No, not in Linux. It's with your particular client.
Well, no, because this isn't client-based.
Why won't colors work? Because you're running it in, like, you have X running?
Yeah, I have X running. Okay, listen. All right, in the configuration file, it's like, pain in the ass to get colors to work.
I already figured it out. Never mind. Don't worry about it. Keep going.
So, anyway, what I did was to save everyone tons of trouble if they're trying to do, like, color crap in a bot in Linux. What I did was, in the configuration file, there's, like, a header statement, and then after that, you put space and whatever you want, like, the header to be before the bot lists all its files. And no matter what I try to type, I try to type ANSI codes, MERC codes, all the color codes I could find, and none of them worked. And I spent like 2 days, alright? It's not really good, but I spent 2 days trying to figure this out. And
I spent a whole day, like, from the time I woke up to the time I went to bed, trying to make this freaking ProBot that whenever it did lookups, it was a lot of data, and it was kind of hard to read. I wanted to get colors to separate all day. Couldn't get it to work. Still can't get it to work.
Yeah. Colors and scripting is real pain in the ass.
No, just IRC scripting is hard unless it's smart.
Yeah. Exactly. So anyway, I was chatting in some chat room and the guy just said, well, just configure it in XChat. Like, cause the bot, you can log into it remotely.
Yeah.
So I had it running in a clone and then I just logged in through my existing IRC, window.
Yeah.
And I remote, can you hear that static?
Don't worry about it, just keep talking.
It's that bad, it's really bad.
I can't hear it, so it's not that bad.
You're lying. The recording is going to suck, but anyway.
So it always does.
Oh, hang on. Alright. Flash the flash hook and now I'm all good to go for another 5. Oh, come back in. Alright. So anyway, let me talk before it comes back. So when you're in XChat, you type, okay, first you private message the bot and you type, this is for IR offer. You type admin space, the password that you set, space, command, space, whatever the variables are for that command. So I wanted to make the descriptions have color. So what I did was, before I did all that, and when I ran the command, I right-clicked on the channel, like you told me to,
yeah.
And I used the color thingy in XChat,
yeah.
So that it puts a little weird, like, I don't know, some symbol, yeah. And then, like, the numbers for the color.
Something.
Alright.
Percent C and a number.
So, I put that before it, and now I have color for everything that I wanted to, because that's all I had to do. But you can't really type that by hand, because the symbol it uses to initialize it, I don't know what that is.
As long as you use what's it called, user commands?
The what?
Or key bindings. So like you press F5, and it messages the bot with the color code.
Oh, I already have it all set up. But once I message the bot and configured it, I just save the configuration.
Does it every time?
Huh? Yeah,
does it every time?
Yeah.
That's kind of ghetto, but cool, I guess.
Yeah, it's like, you can't type in the command by hand.
Like hashes or something?
You have to go through XChat to make it use the color, because XChat, like, puts in, like, some ANSI code that I don't know what it is. I tried, like, all the basic, like, terminal codes for color.
Yeah.
but they haven't worked. And I even went so far as looking at the source code to where it, like, where it called up the header from the configuration file.
Yeah.
And thinking about, maybe I could, like, close the command and then put a space and then, like, run my whole new command and maybe it would run. But it didn't. I'm ghetto.
It works now. So.
It works now, so I'm happy. And, But I'm doing all this, and I'm running a website.
Oh, yes. The infamous LIB.
My website is Leet Shizzle. I hate this goddamn static. All right, anyway, so my website, I'm running it on Apache. I used, I still use, even though I switched to Slackware, it's called Xamp. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
It's called what?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
It's called Xamp. It's X-A-M-P-P.
Yeah.
Search on Google for it. It's like the coolest. It's like an Apache.
Hold on. Was that you?
What?
Question switcher?
Yeah.
Okay. Got the recording coming up?
No. It's me because my static's really bad and I don't know what else going on.
Okay.
My phone lines are old, so. It is at ApacheFriends.org. It's X-A-M-P-P. It's a pre-compiled and everything Apache distribution with PHP and all that stuff built in it, so it's really easy to start. It has MySQL and everything built in it. It's like,
well, getting Apache and PHP together isn't that hard, but I could never get MySQL to work.
Yeah,
I had Elvis try to help me. I had Reply try to help me. It just couldn't be done. If you have a new, maybe it can't be done.
This has PHP, MySQL, Perl. I think it even has PHP MyAdmin. All that other great stuff already pre-installed, so it's really nice.
I have to check that out.
And you just, one command, lamp start, and it goes off and runs Apache, and you just, that's the thing, it's really, it's the best one I've found. It also has ProFTP, OpenSSL, has some different libraries, Webvisor, ModPerl, SQLite, it has like everything you need. I've never had to add anything on. I've had to change some configurations, but I've never had to add another package.
That's good. Where can you get that from?
It's ApacheFriends.org.
Alright.
What else have I done lately? I tried running my own BitTorrent tracker, but that failed miserably. Even though I have got it, I've gotten it running. I probably get it going now. On Slackware because Fedora just sucks and it's not compatible with anything. I thought I could get it going now, but I failed in Fedora running my own BitTorrent tracker. So, don't ask me that. What else have I done? I don't know. I don't really know anything else I've done.
How about the 2600 meeting?
Oh, yeah. 2600. You were there for, like, not that long.
I was there for, like, 45 minutes.
Go. Well, anyway, if you all noobs that don't know us because you're losers, Taylor 2600 meeting happened in last week.
Every 2600 meeting happened last week?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, ours happened last week because we're elite like that. But we're really cool this year because, or this month because, we're published in the magazine now. So that's kind of cool. We need to send them an email. Did you send them an email?
No, I never do.
Well, you gotta send an email to keep our fucking name in there.
No, that was your job.
Alright, I'll send an email now.
Okay.
Oh, bitch. But, yeah, so now we're publishing the 2600 magazine under Florida, Tampa, University Mall. And I was hoping they put 7 p.m.
No, we agreed it was 6 p.m. Me and Reflex agreed.
Why? What, did they ask you or did you just agree?
No, when we started this thing a long time ago, we said 6 p.m. All
right, whatever. But then you tried to change to 7.
No, that was you.
Oh. Fuckers.
I'll try to turn this around, but I'm trying to ruin
it. Yeah, well, I always remember disagreeing with you on some subjects about time, but...
So we had a new guy to that meeting.
Yeah, Paper Shredder.
Yeah, and we haven't heard from him since.
Yeah. Oh, I met some other person, too. They, I and me, and they're in the IRC channel.
Oh, that guy has been idle there forever?
Yeah, he was chatting me, like, last night, so.
Okay, that's cool.
He's I don't know. He says he doesn't know much, but no one really knows much. If you reach, the more you know, the more you don't know. It's like, that's some famous quote by some guy, I don't know, but it's true. Like, the more you learn, the more you know you're a noob. Because there's so much out there. It's just, like, impossible.
Every day, I learn something new, and then find out about 10 things I don't know how they work.
Exactly.
And then I discover how one of those things works, find 10 more.
Exactly.
Never-ending struggle.
Yeah, let me tell this person we're doing a show. So you go talk, ramble on about something.
Ramble on about something. What's been going on? Well, some normal school stuff. I'm in high school, so that's kind of limiting what I've been doing in my free time. Started learning Perl. I'm trying, me and one of my friends, to start getting into game design and see how that works. Started out just a project for fun, but I ended up conning my teachers into giving me a grade for it.
For what? Perl?
No, for my game design.
Oh.
So, yeah, I've been reading C++ books and looking up on game design articles. I'll make it set tutorials, pixel art. I'll make something like SNES style. But it's going to be a lot of work. More work than I hope to ever accomplish. I'm kind of lazy, as most of you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have like 50 projects I'm working on, one of which we started 2 months ago, the development live CD.
Yeah, you're still working on that?
Still haven't started. I'm still working for a distro to base it on. Yeah,
you can make your own, I thought.
Well, I need to figure out whether I'm going to use Slax or Nobix. And then if I'm going to use Nobix, pick a version of Nobix that's already small, cut out some stuff, and put in what I need. But I'm thinking I'm going to use Slax, because Slax is really cool because it's based off Slackware. It uses live scripts.
Mm-hmm.
So I just need to get like a day of free time and a lot of bandwidth and then just mess with it.
Okay, one thing about Slackware that I like, it doesn't bitch at you when you try to install stuff. Alright, like, you'll download, like, the packages from LinuxPackages.net.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm guessing this is something from Fedora Core 90, whatever.
No, Fedora Core 2. Fedora Core 2. You download the LPM, you try to run it, you've never had the dependencies that they wanted. And then, I've ran into this, it's like the loophole of death, alright? You get this LPM, you run it, it requires this one file. You go get that other RPM for that file, you'd run it, require another file, and then you go get the other file, and it'll require the one that you require that. So it's
Have you ever had one where it's just two things requires and they both require each other?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Awesome. That's good stuff right there.
It's just a pain in the ass.
I recommend more people program that way.
So, when that happens to me, I go get their reflex, and he doesn't know what to do.
So then, why don't you just go get the source? I mean, come on.
Then I do go get the source. And then that's why my home directory is like 1,000 folders of crap. I swear to God, like, this is such a mess. And right now that I'm in Slackware, I mounted my old Fedora hard drive. And so now I have like 2 hard drives all messed together into one. So it's actually really messy. So my tree is so like just clutter.
Yeah, that's one thing I like about Windows. Trimming the tree is real easy.
Mm-hmm.
And trimming in Slack, oh god, you're trying to move something or get rid of some extra weight and before long stuff stops working. So maybe I'm just a noob and I don't know where things go, which I don't. But it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Turn things back. Once you install something, there's just files everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You want to try and make clean and you're not, you're just making more of a mess. So, but do you like Slackware? Is it elite?
Yeah, Slackware's good stuff.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
It's the best Linux distribution that I've run. Because
it's not city-based.
Right.
Because it's Nobix.
Yeah. It's so much easier that I like the basic, how everything just runs off what it's supposed to run off. It didn't try to change anything. So all the documentation's there. It's like really easy to find how to do something in Slackware unless it's like little known thing. It's
Yeah, unless it's either really new or really old.
Right. It's like everything you can edit. It's not like it doesn't try to hide anything from you, and the way that it works is just so simple.
It sounds like Fedora is all Windows done.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're just not discovering what a true distro is like. It's good.
Fedora is very Windows up. I mean, it is Linux, but it's Linux hidden under a Windows like skin. And it's gross. Slimy.
Nice.
Oh. I never want to use Fedora again.
So, did you install Windows like I said? So
no, I haven't installed Windows. I'm not going to
some games.
I'm not going to install Windows.
Why not? Windows is good for you.
It's a waste of my hard drive space.
One thing I can complain about Windows, I've been having a lot of problems lately. Things that's crashing.
That's
mainly Firefox.
That's because it's
so bad. Firefox has crashed 4 times in 4 days.
Speaking about Firefox and crashing, maybe it was last night, maybe it was 2 nights ago. I have another thing to talk about now. Let's burst onto a whole new topic. But it's based on Firefox in the end, so hold on. Alright, on my website, there's a script I have called HTML Mangler.
This is good stuff.
You heard about this?
Well, you told me it's meeting.
Right. So, I didn't write it. Nothing I write. I steal everything. So anyway, it's basically a CGI script, and it generates random, fucked up HTML and JavaScript and Flash, just like cram shit together, and it starts to crash your browser, and it refreshes every time a new one loads. So in the README, it says after 10 hours, you should find a crash for your browser. 2 days ago, maybe it was 1 day ago, just clicking on it literally refreshed twice. It was probably even like a second. Those of us crashed. And I'm like, what's this? Oh my God, I think I found something. So, you go into your error log in Apache, and there's a hex, a decimal number. You take that, and then where the mangler.cgi is located, you type remangle.cgi ?hex, the hexadecimal for the error code.
Yeah.
And it regenerates that same stuff. And, me and Reflash both messed with it, and we couldn't get it to, mimic the same crash with just the HTML. We always had to use the thing on my website. So I don't know. I mean, someone can help us, I guess. I don't know. But
so you had to use Mangler to crash it. You couldn't use the code it was generating?
No, I didn't have to use Mangler because I could save the CGI, like the remangle. I wget the thing, like the remangler ? X code.
Okay, I don't understand what it's not reproducing.
It's okay. It reproduces that error, if you get what I mean.
I get that part.
So, I wget that URL, and it saves that page on my hard drive. Are you getting this now?
Yeah, I'm getting that, too.
And so then, it would always work if it was named remangler.cgi ?, the hex code. But if I ever changed the name to anything, it wouldn't work. Oh, no, it would work if I changed the name. But if I ever tried to take the code directly out of, like, the source and then move it something else, it wouldn't work. And Reflash didn't know what to do either. We both looked at it and we're like, what the crap? And we just, like, moved on. But the thing about it was, it crashed every web browser I have on Slackware. Every browser. Not just web browsers. Every browser. Conqueror, it didn't crash, but it crashed Epiphany.
Would it, like, crash it, or would it just sit there and do nothing?
No, it would go close. Just the window would vanish.
Nice.
And the process would kill. So, it crashed Mozilla, it crashes Firefox, it crashes Epiphany, the other G browser, whatever the hell it is, like, something.
I don't know, I just use Firefox and,
Epiphany, Netscape, Mozilla, Galeon or something like that, I don't know, some crappy browser no one uses, but, it crashed everything. And, Reflash ran it in Windows with, Firefox, crashed that. But it didn't crash IE.
It didn't?
No.
Nothing crashes IE.
Yeah, so whatever. But, so if anyone wants to email me, I can give you the link for that. Maybe put it up in the show notes.
Yeah, with a nice big warning label.
I mean, I want to figure out how to duplicate it without having to depend on my CGI strip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, did you, like, email those web browser people and tell them what's up?
What? Firefox?
Yo, like in a crash. What's going on?
Who, like Mozilla?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Why haven't I emailed 2600? Same reason. I'm a lazy fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So,
oh, well, I guess now's a good time for me to press 0 and see if we're still recording.
Oh, okay.
That pound or whatever it is. Hold on.
What? What?
Try pressing the button, see if we're still recording.
What,
try,
pound?
I think it's 0 or something.
Pound?
I don't know. Try.
Two
people?
Yeah.
All right, that adds up. We're still going.
All right.
So, what's next?
That was a waste of time. Oh, I can talk about how my hard drive is duct taped to the front of my computer.
It's actually duct taped to the outside?
Oh, no, it's on the inside, but it's, like, duct taped to the side of the inside.
Why don't you... How many drive slots do you have?
I only have one drive slot. It's a...
How many 5 1/4 slots do you have?
Oh, I have a blank CD-ROM to it, say.
There you go. Get a 5 1/2 or 5 1/4 enclosure instead of fit a hard drive. Or what you could do, I don't know where I've seen this, but you can take, zip ties, zip tie it in there so that it's suspended, and let it cut down on vibration. It'll be like, should get better airflow since there's air all around it. But yeah, it really cuts down on vibration.
Yeah, mine's like crammed in the corner between two pieces of metal next to my other hard drive. Duct tape to the side.
Yeah. Do the zip tie thing. I'll find the thread. It's somewhere on OC forums.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. I'll look for
it. But you know, the problem is not that I can't mount it. It's that my IDE cable I bought isn't long enough. I have to get like a super long IDE cable.
So buy like some $5 IDE cable that's rounded.
I have a rounded IDE cable.
So
it's not long enough.
Pretty long.
I know. Because the Dell is, like, made to where they don't want you to add another hard drive.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, you have to have, like, a 3-foot IDE cable.
Nice.
This is really gay.
Well, you could just buy the case. There you go.
Yeah, but I have to take out the motherboard that's made just for that case.
We drilled the motherboard tray.
Alright, I'm not going to go to fucking Home Depot when my computer's working right now, alright?
Come on, buy it. Put some spinners on it or something.
Spinners on my floppy drive, they are.
Yeah. I don't win.
But anyway, I
every inch, all for, like, every inch you add as a wing, that adds 200 megahertz to your front side bus. I swear to you. So, you should get, like, an 8-inch wing, dude.
Whatever. I drill holes in the side of my case to let air get to my new hard drive.
That's what fans are for.
I don't have...
I have, like, 11 fans. I think... Sucks up so much.
Dude, the power supply for the Dell, it doesn't have a fan power supply.
What?
It doesn't have a plug for the fan.
Oh, yeah, it does. It's called the Moex adapter.
The what?
You know the little 4-wire thing that connects to your hard drive?
Yeah.
It connects on one of those.
I don't have a fan that connects to one of those.
Go to some computer store and get one. $5.
Where's all my gonna mount it? Put it, like, rattle around my case?
Zip tie.
Zip tie to what?
Actually, I have a hard drive cooler that mounts on the bottom of the hard drive, and it's got a little metal adapter that it plugs into the hard drive, and it's just the adapter, and it has a female end on the other side, so you can connect power right to it, and it has size fans that are on, like, processors.
Yeah, I have a processor fan right here.
Yeah, it's like that size. There's two of them on the bottom of your hard drive. It cools it. It's awesome. Should you get one of those?
I have a processor fan, but the plug is, like, for the motherboard. So.
Yeah, we're getting way off topic into no topic.
No topic zone?
No topic. Oh, we're doing good.
I don't know. What do you want to talk about now?
I don't know. I have a lot of game stuff to talk about, and I can't talk to it with you, because you don't care.
Games suck cock. Halo 2, that came out. Did you like
don't
the
Don't talk about it. That's really nice.
What? Sorry. Alright,
Hold on a second.
Yep. Oh god, Risen is going so fucked up. What the hell is going on? You're having such network issues. What's going on? No, quiet. It's not good. Hello? It went through left side. What's up? 813? Hold on. Tell you don't. Okay. What the hell are you doing? That's wasted like so long.
Huh?
What's that for?
I was talking to my grandpa. He's getting ready to go pick up my grandma.
Oh.
So, yeah, he was wondering what was up and all that good stuff. So, what are we talking about?
I don't know. I think it's going to end the show because we don't have anything else to talk about. But I can talk to you after the show about a bunch of stuff, so, but we can't really talk about it on here. It's not really a subject.
Really?
Yeah, it's about, like, FTP and everything.
Oh, yes, FTP. Good stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about 2600 meeting, or 2600 magazine with BitTorrent taking over the world.
New 2600 magazine has an article on... Oh, there's also an article I want to talk about in here. Okay, there's New 2600 magazine, widespread of topics. I don't know. Yeah, just generic 2600. Nothing unique really about this one besides, nothing. It's a good magazine, but there's been better. Like, last year and stuff, there's some better ones. But anyway, there's just a BitTorrent article on what BitTorrent is, and if you're reading this magazine, you don't know what BitTorrent is, you're like, retarded. It's just, like, describes what it was, like, general. It was only, like, half a page. I get pretty surprised when articles they'll publish. Like, they'll publish one as an article, but then there'll be an email that's longer than that, and it's more, like, well-written, and makes more sense and everything, and they don't publish that as an article. So, whatever.
Oh, well.
Maybe it's best because they, like, receive the email after they've already, like, done all the artwork for that or something. I don't know. But anyway. And then there's an, in here, hacking Coke machines.
Oh, God.
Where was this originally found? Because you know the 4231 code or whatever?
Yes.
Who found that out, and where was it first published?
That was probably 100 years ago. I don't know. What's new with this? I mean,
I don't know. And now it's published in 2600, so every noob in the world hacked the code machines. There's probably going to be a flood of new posts and threads everywhere.
No, there's already been.
Yeah, I know. And it's like the same shit over and over again.
Yeah, it's like 6 months, and then someone else is like, how did you hack a Coke machine? And there comes another 5,000 page thread.
Yeah. So, for all you noobs hacking Coke machine, you press 4231 on the button, like, you count around, the fourth one, the second one, the third one, the first one, then you get some crappy error message or default the bug menu, and you can, like, navigate around, not do jack shit, so it's really not worth anything.
Yeah, it's not like you're getting free Coke or anything.
Yeah.
Although I still haven't got the trick where you put packing tape on both sides of the dollar, feed it in, pull it back out.
That's never worked for me.
I haven't got it to work either. I tried it once, and the dollar ripped. All right, now, this is real sketchy, okay? So I do that, dollar rips. Coke machine just says nothing. Okay, you know the little menu thing up there, the screen?
Yeah.
Nothing. All right, I unplug it, plug it back up. Nothing. Oh, wait. It doesn't make any trouble. Alright, I'm at lunch. So lunch is over and I'm going to my class and I walk by there and a guy is there. There are two administrators standing on each side of him and he's working on the machine. Seriously, 20 minutes later.
That's because there's cell phones built in them?
Yeah, that was freaky. I was like, no way. Did he just randomly come to fill this thing back up? I was like, oh God, never mess with those again.
Yeah, I never got that dollar trick to work either. But, I mean, I have gotten free stuff randomly, just being lucky. Like, you put your dollar in, and it gives you, like, extra credits for some weird-ass reason.
I've been up there, and someone's got, like, a three-quarters stack, and then I take a paper clip and pull it back out.
No, I was talking about you put a dollar in, and then it, like, gives you...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I mean, whatever.
Good time.
So... What else do we have to talk about? There's nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
look around my room here for a second, make sure I didn't forget anything.
Good to sit here and think for a few minutes.
I don't think squirrels listen to us think.
No, probably not.
How many listeners do we have? 12? Yeah, alright.
Yeah, on our live stream.
Yeah, this is live, you guys.
It's live. As soon as you click that MP3 link, it's live. Every time.
Right.
We're sitting there waiting for someone to click it. As soon as you see someone click it, you start talking.
Exactly.
You can test it, too.
Exactly. That's how I know who's listening right now.
Yep.
It's Twirls, and Twirls.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think anyone listens to us. I mean, if you do listen...
It's been like 3 months since our last episode. Check the date.
It was like 3 months ago. No, it was more like a month. Maybe two.
No, it's been a long time. Alright, I've been having LAN parties every 2 weeks, and it's been more than two LAN parties. Actually, every week now. But
I don't know. Okay, well, we apologize for the delay, and we'll have longer ones next time. I don't know. Definitely, we'll get more episodes in because, I don't know, school's still there, but... I mean,
yeah, as soon as night school's over for me, I'll have a lot more free time. But I'm supposed to get my job so that I can pay for a notebook. Also, yeah, if anyone is, like, really into notebooks and they know their stuff, give me an email or something. I'm looking around for something to do, like, coding on the fly, just, like, in random places when I feel like writing something. So, I don't need a super high-end machine, and every time I try and call and ask about stuff, trying to sell me something that's like Pentium 4, 5 gigahertz, with a gig of RAM, and a 200 gig hard drive. I don't need all that. So.
Uh-oh. Yeah. I got IM. Oh, it's C-Virus. Oh. Oh, Clipper. I mean, sorry. Oh, God.
Ask him if he's on the show. Oh, he doesn't have a phone.
No, he's voice over IP phone now.
Tell him to call the phone. And while he's doing that, I guess I can twirl since you're listening. He's our only listener. I can give him a little preview of, if I get a hold of Dave Cupfield, what our show will consist of. I'll probably be talking about Halo 2 since he's supposed to be playing that tomorrow. Going over to if he doesn't play it. I can give reviews about Dawn of War. I just got that. I'm playing that like crazy. I don't know. Lots of stuff.
Okay, I'm giving him the number now.
On Xbox.
He seems interested.
What?
He seems interested.
Really? Tell him to get on here, because I'm weak like that.
I don't know. Hang on, guys. We might have another noob joining the show shortly. Oh, he's just one moment. Hang on.
What are the chances of him having anything worth listening to?
Nothing, but still, he's a fad.
Yeah. This is our resident ADD kid.
Don't make fun of me, either. I have ADHD.
That sounds like some kind of TV. Seriously, it does.
Oh. Collecting AOL CDs, I have like
a
bunch.
Are you gonna try and do the Ford Fielding thing?
I don't know. I'm gonna collect. I'm gonna keep getting them. See how many I can get.
I want to.
And I'm gonna put them all in like a string and bring them to the next meeting and like beat you over the head.
It's like some pimp chain, but weighs like 500 pounds.
I'll wear them to school.
Huh?
I'm gonna wear them to my school and like pimp out with my.
Oh really? Pimp out with your AOL.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I have pictures from our meeting.
Oh, you do?
Well, the 2600 thing, remember I spelled that 2600.com with AOL CDs on the table?
Yeah.
Took pictures? I forgot about it, just remember today. So I gotta take those off the camera, crop them and all that, and upload them.
Okay, good.
I don't know, I haven't looked at it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered and then I forgot. I just remembered.
Well, explain to people what we did, just so you don't... Oh.
Huh?
Explain to people what you did.
What you did was you stole a whole bunch of AOL CDs.
It says take three, alright?
It says take one. Now, Rupert's side of the story is the box says take one.
Right.
Which, that means take one box.
The CDs don't have take one written on them. The box does.
I believe it says take one free.
Right.
So, you get one box free and then the second box you have to pay for.
Exactly.
But there's like some 5 minute waiting period or something.
Yeah, I've read that somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. So we have a whole bunch of AOL CDs, and we're just sitting there talking, and we started opening them all and stacking them, seeing how tall it was. It was like 3 inches of CDs, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I started spelling out 2600.com. Well, I did it separately, like 2 and 6, 0s, got pictures of that. Might be kind of funny. I don't know. Probably not. And the other idea is I want to be able to make a solid thing of CDs that will go from my floor to my ceiling.
Crazy glue.
Huh?
Crazy glue.
No, I'm talking about just stacking them.
Yeah, you stack them together, but you crazy glue them while you stack them so they're solid.
Because then if someone accidentally knocks it down, they're going to pick it back up. Or I kill them with the frisbee of AOL.
Huh. I can see a big mess of CDs on the floor. Right?
That would be a major mess. Also, we just can't forget this other project we had. Make a CD launcher that can shoot AOL CDs at murderous.
Hey, Clipper's coming. I mean, okay, what are we going to call him? I don't know.
G Clipper.
K-Virus?
K-Virus, there we go. He's going to be so pissed when he listens to this. Oh, well.
He says he's coming, but I don't know where.
Sorry, K-Virus. Just call him like K-Virus. Something retarded.
He's probably like, I don't know, he's probably jerking off something right now. And he's like, just coming. Hang on a second.
Okay, this is getting bad fast. So, the Tampa 2600 tech line will be set up soon.
Whatever. It doesn't make any sense.
Me and Reflex have an idea at the meeting. We're going to set up a tech support line by hackers for people that run Windows, preferably.
Okay, well, listen to this. You know how you guys told me about the fucking Vesta?
Yeah.
That's total bullshit. I dialed it off a payphone and it worked.
I don't even remember what was going on.
Alright. After you left, Reflex told me what he said, or was thinking.
Yeah.
And he said that Verizon now logs all the proctor test set calls.
Why?
I don't know. And that...
why do they care?
Exactly.
They can't do anything with it.
I know.
It's like, oh, test my line. Test the coin.
I know. And then he said that you can't dial it from payphones. Well, I dialed it from a payphone in St. Pete. I don't know if that really makes a difference.
Did you dial it from a CoCot or a Verizon phone?
Verizon.
There you go. I think it works on a CoCot.
You can never dial them from CoCot.
You can't dial anything. You can dial 911 and say, enter at a dollar, please.
Yeah.
Try not to bleed to death.
Okay,
Clipper. My money.
Oh, is that Clipper?
I am here. Come
on, I heard you.
I hear him mumbling in the background.
Hey.
What's up?
Not much.
You're going to have to speak up a little bit.
Hello.
Do you hear that mad static?
No.
Alright.
Okay. Want me to finish this tech line thing real quick?
Yeah.
So, Tampa 2600 is setting up a 1-900 line tech support that you can call up and one of us will pick up and answer your tech support questions. Now, we changed the idea a little bit. Since I called up Dell trying to get a notebook, and I had to talk to like four different Asian guys, or no, Indians.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't understand them. We're going to outsource to India. We're going to have some little Asian kid we're paying a quarter a day to be the operator.
But we don't need to outsource to Asia. We have our own little slave kid locally.
Yes.
Clipper.
Clipper. You want to be the operator for our tech support line?
Nope. I'm not good with people.
This plan might not work, but back to the drawing board. All right, so what are we going to talk about, seriously?
I don't know. Clipper, do you have anything to talk about?
Well, logworld.com just opened today, just a few hours ago.
What?
Logworld.
Logworld?
Yeah. Log-world.com.
Oh, Logworld. Oh, it says Logworld.
WOG-world.com.
All right.
Check it out.
I don't know what that is.
It's from John Kennedy's show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I haven't ever listened to that. I'm like,
it's not,
he is a fucking man.
It's a video, you noob, and you're on dial-up, so you can't watch it.
Shut up. I can too.
Have you seen that commercial, I'm a high-speed kid stuck in a dial-up world? What?
No.
Yeah, it's a local commercial they're playing, and they're like, it's like this kid's like all
you're gonna have to get some TV tuner card and, like, rip that for me.
It's so funny. It's like this little kid. He's like, the high-speed kids in that dial-up world. He's like all whining and crying, and then like his friends are like zooming by on rockets. And I'm like, ah, it's 813.
What's worse, that I'm on dial-up, or that I'm using dial-up that's on the other side of the country?
And for free.
For free. the good part.
Yeah, but it's still in there, so, and you can't get over 56K.
I can't get over 26K.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
You can't even...
I'm on my ghetto swamp water lines. So they just split apart and run up the side of a tree or something. I don't know. They're so retarded out here. I can't even get a full 56K. What's worse is I get faster uploads than downloads.
Whoa. Are you on satellite?
No.
No, no, he's on back in dial-up.
Satellite's all about 3 megabits down and 2K up.
Yeah, talking about satellite, I don't know if Reebok wants me to tell, but he found a Telnet server running on satellite.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, he was beta testing a satellite internet service provider.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, like, sniffing the traffic going in and out. And he noticed that all the traffic coming from him was going to another IP. And he telnetted to it and it said some weird, like, header or banner info. And then he, like, Googled it and it turned out to be, like, the satellite brand. And so it's either, like, the satellite control center or the satellite.
So you could destroy the world with lasers.
Yeah, Reflex is going to launch a nuclear attack on the world.
All with a few DTMS phones.
He's going to whistle some launch commands.
Yeah. 2600 tones into his computer, which will activate the nuclear missiles embedded in the satellites.
Exactly. No, 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 no. 813, it's nuclear. Yeah.
What?
Nuclear.
Yeah. What I said?
No, you said nuclear.
What's the difference?
One's George Bush and one's proper.
Shut up. Don't even start with that crap. Kill somebody.
Oh, God.
All right, back to destroying the world.
Yeah. Right, it's going to be like, have you seen that flash animation, like the...
yeah, that's...
Like, the end of the world or whatever?
Yes, we've all seen that.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's how it's going to happen. Exactly like that.
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing? Nothing.
So, we're back to a dead end.
No, not really. Quickly, you're retarded. Damn.
How can you tell him to dance and run a phone?
I don't know. Dance more so I can hear it.
Alright.
I don't hear you dancing. Oh, all these goddamn corns are dead. It pissed me off. What the fuck is this doing? Stop. Okay. Risen right now. IRC.risen.net. It's like,
Ryzen.
What?
Ryzen.
What?
Is it Ryzen or Risen? I think it's Ryzen.
It's Ryzen. Yeah, it's Ryzen. Whatever. There's several different ways. You can use both. But anyway, that's where I'm running my bot, but, they're having major server issues, like, the past.
Like, S3 issues? Where services just drop?
No, we're like...
There's like massive...
No, it's like actually the servers that are like routed together. Like, the servers are dropping.
That split?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, that's what like.
Yeah, so like everything, everyone's like joining and leaving and like nothing's working.
Yep, that's a net split.
Aw, oh, that's okay. Suspicious. Aw, it's okay.
Speaking of IRC, I was running an IRC server on my dial-up. Better fear. Yep, yep. So I can run me locally and someone else at the same time.
Oh, really? Wow.
And there was only a second of lag.
Once we all, like, I cloned, like, my entire subnet into your,
I would kill it. Well, it would just lag for a second and then I would kill it.
Oh, really? But, what server were you running for IRC?
It's a Windows server. It's called BIRCD, I think. I don't know. It's pretty cool. You just like, there's two things you have to change in the config file to just run it. It works. To run it locally, to run it outside is a little hard. Because to run it locally, you just, where it says, like, the server, you just put 127.00.1,
mm-hmm.
or your IP on your network, and then just run. Everything else doesn't matter. Because, I don't know, it just doesn't matter. But once you get it run outside of your network, like to the entire web, makes a little bit more configuring.
Yeah. Well,
also, yeah. It doesn't have services like Mixer
Oh my god. I'm so pissed off. None of these torrents are working. Everything I want to do is dead.
Oh. So, BitTorrent makes up for 35% of internet traffic. I think that's pretty cool.
Our show...
31%?
Bullshit makes up 35% of our show, so...
Oh.
BitTorrent makes up 35% of all internet usage.
What makes
Are you sure about that?
What it, makes was the threat? It was on Flashdot. There was some Yahoo thing that they, I don't know, started checking where data was going and where it was coming from. And
that's kind
of
creepy.
35% of it was through BitTorrent.
How do they track data? What are they doing?
I don't know. Go read it.
Just like the main...
Go read it. Flashdot.org.
Oh, really? There's something crap to read. I'm not going to read through all of it.
Yeah. So,
I don't like Flashdot. There's too much shit on there.
Yeah. I mean, it's informational, but Root Secure is so much better.
I like Flashdot. There's, most of the time, there's nothing worth reading, but sometimes there is.
I don't know. I just like my good old Packet Storm. All right, I'm looking up. No, I don't know.
How about that Myth TV? You want to talk about it?
No, that's good. I looked at it. That's good.
Well, it's not good. That's pretty sweet, dude.
Dude, all you need is a TV tuner card. And Blackware comes pre-installed with that.
What?
Blackware? It comes pre-installed with some video TV card viewer.
No. You can't have a software TV tuner card. It doesn't exist. You can't have software.
So, but why the hell are you IMing me?
You're IMing him when you're on the phone. Come on, dude.
You're talking. I don't want to interrupt you.
Okay, okay. I don't get this.
We're all sitting here talking over each other. Just go ahead and interrupt. If you have something important to say, why not?
All right. Well, on the patrolling forums, we were kind of talking about making a bunch of software specifically for WOGs. And if you don't know what WOGs are, go check out patrolling. Just Google for patrolling. It's fucking awesome. It's the first thing on the list. Well, we thought we should probably make some software, you know, and one of the things I thought that we should make is a specialized chat protocol, just really simple chat protocol for WOGs. And it would have a few different encryption protocols built into it.
Would it be PHP or Perl or Java?
It doesn't really matter, just, you know.
I think Java would be the best.
Well, the clients don't really matter. You can make the clients out of whatever the fuck you want.
Are you talking about a server?
Huh? You're
talking about making a server?
No, I don't think I'd want it to have anything to do with, like, a server. Well, maybe just, like, an indexing server so you could see who's online and who's not, but when you're actually talking to the person, it doesn't go through another computer. It goes directly between the two. Like, direct connect, I guess.
You can get encryption for, AIM.
Yeah, you can, but I'm just saying, like, well, you know, if AIM were to go down, so would this. And we just like to make something that... There is something like that. It's, crap. It's on linuxpackages.net, actually. It's,
I was going to, like, make a messaging program.
It's like IP to IP chat or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's, let me look at it right now.
So, Cooper, if you want to make that in Perl, I'll help. Like, cause I just want to make something like that.
Well, I'm learning C right now, so.
C kicked that.
Yeah. I'm learning C.
Yeah, I got, like, 3 books on it.
I got 1 ebook on it.
I'm trying to learn C++, but I'm getting confused.
C++ is lame. You see. C is so much better.
That's what I've heard, actually, from a few C developers, that C is actually better than C++. Because they both have the same amount of functionality, but C is a lot simpler.
Right.
Oh, well.
What the hell is that called? I'm looking up that thing, and I don't know what it's called. Shit. Hey, talk. No, we don't want that air here, retard.
Who cares? There's only one listener.
12. Okay, well, hang on. Turn off the... Turn off the speakers for 10 seconds, turn them back on. We'll still be here.
You're streaming this?
No.
Yes, we're streaming.
Oh, yeah.
Every time you click the MP3, it's not really an MP3. It goes to our live stream server. And
right.
As soon as we see that someone's on there, we start talking.
That's why it's so random, because we just sit here all day.
saying you have no lies.
Yeah.
So
yeah, well, I remember you were talking about getting some kind of shoutcast.
Well, I was running shoutcast for a while, but then that all went to hell. The shoutcast was gay.
I think Nullsoft puts out something.
The shoutcast, I did, oh, such a pain in the ass. All the different bit rates that bitches about and all this other crap.
Why didn't you make, like, some script that would grab all the MP3s and use the lame encoder to re-encode them all?
Because they're all different. Not, it wasn't just the bit rate. It was, like, the stream rate and stuff.
The sampling rate?
Everything was fucked up, okay? Ugh, you don't understand.
There's only two things. Bit rate and sampling rate.
Yeah, well, yeah, they were all fucked up.
You can fix all that with lame encoder. Oh, your process is too slow. You wouldn't be able to do it.
Very funny. Sorry, I forgot you on Fedora. I'm not on Fedora anymore, bitch.
Oh, you are?
No. I switched to Fedora.
Houston?
Oh, BlackRay. Yeah, well, I'm looking around for it, and I can't find it. It was on here, like, 3 days ago. I'm okay, let me...
Alright, you're pissed off.
This isn't on here.
Wow. Okay, well, you want to talk about Trevok?
Sure.
Your website's never up. It sucks so much cost.
My website?
Yeah.
Hey, I just got new hosting, okay?
Again?
Yeah, from Walled World. Okay, so I was first getting hosting from that lamer Unleashed UK who lives next door to me. Yeah, he's a fucking dickhead. And he tried to scam a bunch of people on the Surpass hosting forum by saying that his house got totally owned, destroyed in the last hurricane. Like, there's $37,000 in damage. You can check it out if you want to.
Okay, this guy's my bestest friend.
Who is this guy?
You remember H2K? He was going to come to the Pampa 2600 meetings, but he never did.
H2K?
Unleashed UK.
Oh, Unleashed.
Yeah, remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a fucking scamming lamer bitch.
Awesome.
And so, what really happened was, he, you know, he couldn't afford to buy a layout for Linux shit, so he just trashed the project and trashed my site too. You know, he's just like, oh, it's not working. And then he blamed it on some hacker called Exodesk, saying that there was some hacker on his computer that keylogged his password and then destroyed everything.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I know. He's full of shit.
So, a hacker has to have the password in order to keylog a
computer.
Unless they have physical access to the computer.
Though.
What do you mean?
Keylog software. He's a Windows using noob, dude.
Oh.
He was using Windows creating a Linux website. It was doomed to failure.
So, what is he like running, like NT or something?
No, it's XP Pro.
Or is it patched?
He's full of shit, dude. It had nothing to do with keylogers. Wow. I've known this kid for like 2 years, and I know when he's like lying.
This is off the droid.
No, his house is totally untouched, dude.
Yeah, I almost had a tree fall into my room during the last hurricane. Seriously.
Fuck.
Not like some crazy story. It's like this tree behind my room, and it like splits in a V right at the bottom. You know, it's like 20, 30 feet high now. And the wind like cracked in half, and with it being wet and all that, and the wind blowing, it was real heavy. And it was like 6 inches from laying on the roof, which it wouldn't have went through because it was already, it didn't just break and fall. It was like slowly breaking. But yeah, that would have sucked if it did. So I got all my stuff wet because it was all in that room. Yeah, that's the only damage I had around here. That no power for like 4 days.
Yeah, power all gone.
Oh, yeah. I only had power missing for like 2 hours, and that was because some idiot chainsawed off a branch, and it hit a power line and took out all of Old Northeast.
Out where I live, when the power went out, like the first, that morning when the hurricane was coming through, like it came over us, but around the p.m. time, 2, 3 p.m., and that's whenever it was coming over us, the last one. And that morning around 8, we were going to stay up all night and play games, and then we said, oh, well, the hurricane's not going to be here, so we'll go to bed. Well, we wake up to the sound of my dad throwing a cooler. find out what happened. Is the power line went down out in a pasture? Over where the power comes around our neighborhood?
No, see, A13 lives in a pasture.
No, I live back in the woods, okay? There's a cow pasture, like, half a mile.
That's where his shroom field is, right?
Okay, can I finish my story? There's mass death here, okay? It's gonna get good.
Right.
So, like, half a mile of the road, because this cow pasture, the power line went down. So, the ground's soaked, okay? Like, puddles 6 inches deep. There's a cow out there. Power line goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the cow gets fried, right? Well, then guess what?
Mm.
The other cow's like, yo, what's that cow doing? Why is it laying down? So it walks over there. Another cow walks over there.
What's he doing?
Before long, there's 12 dead cows. Okay? Seriously, 12 dead cows. And then I think they either cut the power off, something, but 12 dead cows throughout the whole mass cow thing.
That's disgusting and bad, but it's funny as hell.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, that's kind of why I didn't have power. Because there were dead cows.
Damn those cows.
Well, it's their fault. The power was out before then.
Oh.
They got fried after the power went out. But it was still on over there. It was killing them.
Hey, did you guys have a good Tampa 2600 beating this last month?
Not really.
That was okay.
We had one guy, Paper Shredder.
Just the three of you?
And Reflex, sure though. I forgot my friggin', what is it, KVM switch.
The what?
I wanted a KVM switch so I could run Slackware and Windows at the same time. So I wouldn't have to restart if someone wanted to play some game.
What's a KVM switch? Keyboard video
mouse.
Oh.
So I can run two computers with one set of peripherals. Yeah. So I forgot that. That sucks. So. Yep.
Well, I don't think we're going to. Well, I don't know. Let me think here. Yeah, we're gonna end the show.
No, come on. We're having fun here. We're just randomly talking about stuff.
We're not randomly fun, but
I haven't had a conference. Okay. I haven't had a conference. 3 months, okay? I just
want to... How long's the show been going?
This is the eternal question. Every episode we ask this, but guess what? I can't find out.
You're a noob.
Yes. Indeed, I am.
I know. I've been on for about a half hour.
Nah.
20 minutes.
Fucking A, man. That means 813 and me have been going for like 2 hours.
So, like,
upload this show.
Okay, Crash, do you have, like, timestamps on your inbox?
No. Oh, yeah, I do.
Check timestamp when I gave you my number.
14-2017.
Huh?
14-2017.
That's right. It's like 3-4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah, no, I had changed the time.
Okay, so convert it to the actual time.
Well, hang on.
What was it, 14 what? And I can figure it out.
14-2017.
14:20. That's like 9:20. I'm guessing. Yeah. So what time is it now?
10:37.
So like an hour and 10 minutes ish. I don't know. I'm just guessing here. Could be way off. Could be like 30.
Okay. The clock on my computer, even though it's wrong, it says at 14:20:17. You messaged me with your number, and right now it's 3:36 in the morning.
Well, you just went from military to regular. So what happened?
Look, we this
had 7 hours there. Come on.
This is the AIM log compared to my desktop log.
It's going nowhere.
Okay, let me type a message and see what time it says there, and I'll say the hour.
Well, there you go. That'll work.
All right, we've been on for an hour and a half.
Awesome. Probably 30 minutes of dead air, but I'm not about to edit that out.
This is your noob. And
that's the best part of the show. Silence. Should I loop in some, like, techno? Background.
I can start playing some music. Hang on.
No.
No, my music's weak. I got some high-ass music. Alright, hang on.
We need to actually talk about something. We're just sitting here having a conference. We should be doing a radio show.
This is Shitty Radio Season 2.
We should start changing the name of the show.
No.
Yes.
It's just a name. Too much advertisement invested in this name.
Too much advertisement.
What are you calling it now?
Nothing.
Shitty radio.
Shitty radio.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to DTMF?
It is DTMF, you noob.
DTMF radio equals shitty radio.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's a good song. You hear it?
No, and I hope I don't. Ever.
Nope.
So, Clipper, what's up? We gotta talk over this guy.
Let's talk about Trevor, dude. It is gonna own.
If I knew how to, well, dang. I was gonna say I could just, like, get your caller code and we could talk, but I'm on a separate phone from the recording. That wouldn't work. Alright, so go ahead. Talk about whatever.
Alright, well, Trevok, yeah, it's covert spelled backwards. You can get it at trevok.blog-world.com. That's TREVOC. And,
dude, Clipper. Are you paying for that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what this is, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's this website that I'm trying to do, and it got ended prematurely last time, but it's, like, it's supposed to be a community project. I'm just getting it started, but I'd like everybody else to, you know, contribute shit. I want to have.
Okay, I'm not trying to be mean, but community projects don't work because people are too lazy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be talking 813.
I'm not trying to lie.
Your projects are supposed to sit
through. I want to help, and I'll be in there. I'm lazy. I don't ever get anything done.
Yeah, well, this is a project for the proletariat, okay?
Okay.
Have you read the Communist Manifesto yet, Clover?
Yeah, I finished it.
That's a good ass book.
Yeah.
You and your communism.
You and all your communist friends.
Yeah, that's a good part. That's a cool song.
My math teacher insists that I'm communist because I don't say the Pledge of Allegiance every day in school.
I don't either.
Dude, oh, talking about that, oh my god. I just one ghetto teacher freak out that didn't stand up. He goes, get your ass up! And I'm like, no. Stand up!
I just don't, the whole God thing, that ruined, I don't say it because it's a God thing. I'll stand up,
that's
and I'll talk that.
Yeah, I stand,
say it
yeah.
because it's a God
thing. That's what I do. I stand up and I just stand there. I don't like doing anything.
Stand up, look at the floor.
Because the teacher, like, if I don't stand up, she'll, like, give me a referral. But I don't have to say the pledge, but I have to stand up.
Yeah. Well, I get called a communist every day.
Yeah. But, whatever.
I like being a communist, I guess.
Dude, we should...
That's so bad.
Can we mix in a... Yo, let's mix in a techno song underneath us, this whole thing.
Good idea.
Dude, alright, what you gotta do, 813, is after we're done recording, like, 2 hours from now?
Yeah. We should do this all night.
You gotta send me the file so I can audio edit everything.
No. Remember what happened last time you tried to make a show? Or was it 50 megs? Seriously, no. 50 megs.
No. See, what you do is you just convert the raw, just the show, no adding audio or anything, no closing or intro, and just the MP3 for the show and the compression and everything you want. And I can add the intro and exit and all that stuff.
No. I'll take care of it.
Oh, because your music sucks.
Last time you tried to do it was 50 megs. I don't want to put our listener through that again.
Well, I don't know what I was doing wrong.
You were using Fedora to start with.
Well, I'm using Blackware now.
Well, everything should be PC.
All
right. It should just work. You should say, Slackware, do my bidding, and it will do it.
Yeah, I'm installing Audacity right now.
What you do is you swallow an Ethernet cable, and every time you think about something, Slackware does it.
How loud is that music?
I can't hear it, which is good.
I can barely hear it.
Oh, God.
Dude, Crash, your techno music is really shitty.
This is the Fight Club soundtrack. Crazy-ass aim. Hang on.
This is getting ridiculous, guys. I think we should end the show.
Oh, really? Oh, no, now we're not ending it, because you want to end it.
No, you're ruining it with your crazy music, your shenanigans.
My shenanigans?
Damn kids.
Wait, hang on. I'll play a better song. Hang on. Wait. Where's it at? Oh, I just want a really good one. Okay, talk, fucker.
Hey, Crash. Are you serious that there's no school tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Dude, there's school tomorrow, but... Well, I have school tomorrow, but I'm skipping, so...
Because the seniors get there. Okay, Hillsborough County does not have school tomorrow. That's all I know.
Well, he's not in Hillsborough. He's in Pinellas.
Well, okay, it's Veterans Day, and... Don't have school.
And there was hurricanes, and they got to make up the days, so they're like...
Okay, well, all I know is Hillsborough County does not have school tomorrow.
Well, I do. I'm skipping because it's senior skip day. And I'm not a senior, but I'm skipping.
Did
you
join?
Oh, no! Oh, God! Okay, I think it's time to go.
No, what happened? I got the banana phone virus on my computer.
Banana phone virus?
Yeah.
Speaking of viruses... I don't know, I have nothing. I'm all out. I got nothing to say. So, are we going to give shouts to the end of the show?
Sure, hang on. yeah, alright. Shouts to banana phone. So we're ending the show then, right?
Yep, we're ending the show.
Okay, so first I just want to apologize to everyone that's listened to this entire thing.
Sorry, Twirls.
I apologize, this show sucks really bad. And if you want to make it better, come get on it, because if you want to make it better, you know how to make it better.
Yeah, we're not like all elite, and we only allow Clippers on.
Yeah,
you're on.
We let fucking Clipper on, alright? So,
yeah.
Anyone's allowed on our show. If you can fucking breathe into the phone, you're allowed on our show.
So does that mean next episode I can just sit here and breathe?
Yeah, and I'll sit here and breathe too. And then we can just, like, record our breathing. And I don't know, that's not really weird. But
then I can call in, and then we can all breathe together. That'd be great.
it sounds like a meeting. All right, let's do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, back to shouts. We get sidetracked when we're doing shouts. What's up with that?
That's because we all have ADD.
We all seriously, I forget things so easy. Oh, man.
Okay, getting sidetracked there.
I know. There I go again. I'm talking about getting sidetracked.
All right. Anyway, shout to
Twirl.
Shout to Twirl.
Shout to Tizzle.
Shout to Reflag. Shout to Sherman. Shout to...
Who the hell is that?
Go to freesherman.org. He is the man.
What? What is it with that?
We're getting sidetracked here.
No. We're not sidetracked. This is a topic. Why are we freeing everyone now?
Why are we freeing everyone? Because everyone's enslaved.
Who's going to start free? A13.org.
Well, you're enslaving us.
Why did you say procreation is enslaving us?
No, the corporations are enslaving
us. Because I was like, procreation, what? That was just weird.
Nope, not quite.
That's a whole new topic in itself. So, yeah, everyone has their own free me site. I want mine.
Yeah, I want my own free me site. I want to do something really stupid, like run that auto reader script for 4 days straight and hope I get arrested. And then I have a free me site.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but yes.
Yeah.
I should buy my own, but I want to pay for it.
You know what? That could be a feature of Trevok, you know? Everybody gets their own free me site.
Awesome.
Dude,
I want mine. I'm signing up right here.
If anyone wants a shell account, like, email me, because I'll give you an account on my computer if I
can. And then you can root them. If anyone wants this root password, after, like, 2 weeks of brute forcing, I finally got it.
Please get it.
So, yeah.
Bullshit.
Dude, you're going to be missing some files. I'll just give you that. No, I seriously did. Someone... Why don't you talk about that? Who was brute forcing?
I don't know. I looked up all the IPs, and they all resolved like fucking Asia, or like not a sign.
Wait. What was the country that Reflex skipped down from? Where would it be?
Yeah.
Bhutan or something?
Yeah, Bhutan.
Bhutan, there we go.
Yeah. And I kind of like...
I think that's some joke that we're just not catching on.
Yeah, Reflex is odd like that.
Yeah.
But, no, seriously, who is all the IPs? And they all resolved to the Asia area, and none were, like, assigned, and the ones that were assigned, all, like, the Hooters information was in, like, Japanese, so I couldn't even read it.
So you had some North Korean hackers trying to root you?
Exactly.
Awesome. Okay, here's my conspiracy theory.
So then I sinfolded them, and...
Yeah, okay, here's my conspiracy theory about the Florida presidential election. I think Canadians, since we're using the electronic voting machines, I think they, like, rigged it so that it would only vote for Bush.
Why did Canadians do that?
And we picked Canadians because, on a scale of coolness, Russia beat them. So the lesser cool would definitely vote for Bush. So it was Canada, straight up.
All the way.
Sorry, Clipper, but I think you ran on it.
about Tokelu? Huh?
No. We already decided on Canada. We're arming our nuclear missiles, and we're going to bomb them.
Yeah, but Tokelu is a small island. They're easy to wipe out. And nobody likes Doc T. Chase. Okay? Nobody likes...
I do. They're only beaten by tinygirl.com. Because, I mean, it's tinygirl.com. What's cooler? Hugegirl.com? No, no way.
Yeah, you can't even, like, fit that in your browser.
Yeah, it, like, takes 3 pages to fit it. You know, reassembling it, decompressing the freaking URL, some 5 megs zip file.
Oh, we're getting off our topic here, man. We're doing.
We're still on South.
I'm South now.
This should be ABD Radio. There, that's it. ABD Radio.
Yeah, I'm South now. Like people, I don't know.
Yeah, shouts to DJ Mosk and DJ Shapiro.
They're not gonna hear this,
dude. He's cool, and he'll listen to it because, I don't know, I'll make him.
Right.
I'll tell him to kill his firstborn son.
He doesn't, okay.
So, yeah, he'll listen to it.
Yep, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever. Shout to, like...
people? Stuff?
Shout to you for listening to our shitty-ass show.
Who's you? Just name him.
The listener. Shout to listeners like you. Listeners like you that make our show.
Oh, okay. I'm going to start something right now. All right. We have to start using the I am insert handle here, and I approve this message. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. We got to make like little ones of that from everyone.
Yeah. I made one for you, and I approve this message. And for you, it's good.
Oh, it is good, but it's hard to find people to call.
Like what?
Oh. Dude, what is going on with Bank Dog? Have you read that post yet?
No.
But I'm going to leave the DDP and like...
Okay. I'll stay out of this because that's a rant in itself.
Yeah.
What?
I don't rant about it. I mean, Bank, he's a cool guy. I've met him.
But Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
You're not ruling the scene. No one cares.
Yeah.
You're gone. Everyone else is gone. There's no one left. It's like me... and like 5-10 other people that know what they're talking about, and then 5,000 people that don't know what they're talking about that are just watching.
Yeah.
And Scoop Kitty and everything.
Yeah.
So,
no, but
it's a big deal if everyone leaves because everyone's already left.
First, I mean, I don't know what the situation is then. I mean, unless he's been attacked personally.
Dude, he's still doing his show. He can't be that busy if he's doing his show.
Yeah, I know. No,
so,
he wasn't very not busy. He said that he just didn't feel like he was wanted or something.
What?
And I'm like,
feel like he was wanted? It's his freaking scene.
Yeah, I know.
It's like StankDogOwnsYou.com.
Yeah.
See, now you got me all started. I'm going to get owned for this.
Hey, wait, I haven't heard about this because I haven't been on the forums for a while.
You're not missing much. There's this whole drama thing where there's 2 new mods and they're all owning people for stupid stuff.
There's mods changed?
Yeah, and no one's as good of a mod as Blaine was, so people are, like, hating on him because of it. And... I don't know, people have been getting banned, mainly, I can't pronounce his name, Belagrassi thing.
Yeah, dude, I got 3 strikes. Oh, 2 strikes.
Yeah, 1 for your Java thing.
What Java thing?
Like, back when you first joined the forums, you had some crazy Java signature that, like, crashed the forums or something.
No, I didn't get a warning for that. I got a warning recently for putting a torrent up. I got 2 from StankDog.
Whoa. What was in the torrent, though?
The hacker takedown movie.
Oh, was that like?
It was off site. It was a link to Supernova. It's where, though.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I was going to say, if it's like, here's a torrent of this project I've been working on, he just assumed, okay, never mind. That was your fault. What was the other one for?
I got 2 for that.
2?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
What? 3 strikes? No. 1 strike doesn't count for 2. The game we're playing.
I got 2 strikes for 1 thing.
He's a baseball person. 1 thing counts for 1. This isn't a crazy thing. Why is he counting?
Well, he's telling me too. I'm telling you. It's in the
well, no, okay, I figured it out. He's in Broward County. They can't count.
No, okay. In the reason thing, it said that like the first one was like, I know you know better than this, but you know where is it all? I had to enforce the rules. The next one said like the same thing, but in the end it was like, double warning or something like that.
So he like he marked all doses on the road, came back 5 minutes later. I thought I already warned him, and then gave you another one. That's what happened. Yeah, think about that. So anyway, yeah, the forums have been getting kind of crazy lately, and a lot of drama going on. And it wouldn't be so bad if there were people actually posting something worth reading, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was gonna post something.
Where's everyone going? No, there's no mass exodus. I've already explained this to like 4 different people. There's no mass exodus in some other form. Just people are still posting there. There's just nothing worth reading. So, I don't know.
So there's always a dead period, and the dead period's starting right around now. Halfway through the school year?
No, the dead period's been going on since Jewel left. Everyone left all around the same time. Dakota, Jewel, and...
Dakota got arrested.
Yeah, well, he left, so... Rigel 5 is gone.
Who's gone?
Wintermute's still gone. Everyone's gone.
Rigel 5,
that's one lead guy. He's gone. Well,
half in class is still there, isn't he?
But he hasn't been posting here anywhere that I've seen. He's still around.
Who, Hacker's Class?
No,
I was talking to Rigel 5 the other day, and he said he's getting out of the scene.
Yeah, everyone is. So, I think it's just the whole InRev scene. So, everyone's all splitting up, and it kind of sucks. Grizzly people around.
Why are they all going? Why are they leaving?
Because either they fed up with the drama, fed up with stupid people, or they just want to move on. I think that's probably the only reason.
Or they're getting threats from Scientology.
Yes, that's it. And NAMLA.
Wait. So they're fed up with the drama, and then where do they go?
Wherever they want.
That's okay. Okay, first off, if you take it personally, it's the fucking forums, okay? That's all I have to say.
Yeah, well, some of the stuff does get personal whenever, like a mod, well, this is just an example, I'm not referencing to anything, but if a mod were to reply to a thread as he was closing it and say something bad about you, like a personal shot, you wouldn't just shrug that off, would you?
That's pretty bad.
I would take a little bit of offense to it, and then it starts building up after time. And before long, there's a thread of player haters.
Yeah.
Which I think is retarded.
Yeah, that like incites riots.
Elitism, Ebonics thing. I don't like
it. Yeah, the player haters thread, it's not, I don't think that's necessary, because it just gives
a place. What private messages are for.
Exactly.
Because you're not telling me that's a mass rant about Target or something, or Best Buy, or screwing somebody.
Yeah.
Most of them are about people.
Right.
Or at least the ones people pay attention to.
Right.
Those. Okay, this is going nowhere. I think I'm going to cut this out of the show.
Alright. Wait, I still don't see the post by thing, or the post about thing.
It's pinned under, like,
something. It's pinned under freaking general hacking.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with general hacking. That's off topic.
Yeah.
That's so off topic, I don't want to get started.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, general hacking, right?
Yep.
There you go. That's not good stuff. Now, if I were to post, I'm going to try that tonight. When I do that, I'm going to post in general hacking saying that I'm taking a break. And watch how quick that gets moved, closed, or me banned. You just watch.
And then what?
And then, I don't know. I'll cry.
You'll re-register with a different nick and then go in there?
Yeah. It'll be like, it went 4 error. That's my alternative. It's like someone like, okay,
I'm back. I just changed area codes.
Yeah, I'm in Illinois.
77 error. 77 error.
Oh, man. 352 error. That's pretty close to me. 352. I need a new nick, seriously.
No, you don't.
Dude, I would change it. But I could Google my name and get like 2 pages. I think that's pretty cool.
If I didn't like disavow all the robot fighting from my website.
Dude, you already have like 4 pages. So shut up.
Oh no, I out-Googled you.
You're out cooler than me. And I'm mad.
Google likes me.
That's how you rate how cool you are, by Googling your own handle.
Clipper, how many pages do you got? I don't know, I just turned up like 10 pages.
Now how many are referenced to your name? Because only like 1 or 2 pages of reference to me is my name, not my phone number.
Hold on. The first thing on there that has reference to me is Irvine Underground. Because that was back when I was in California. The second one is Irvine Underground. The third one is pictures of me at Irvine Underground from G-Virus. Back when I used to be G-Virus.
Now you're K-Virus.
Yes, that's right. I am the evil K-Virus.
It's Glipper. You should be Glipper.
Glipper?
Glipper and
K-Virus. No. See, I'm trying to stay on the QT side of things, alright? I don't want to get into that GTK stuff, even though I'm getting no money. Because KDE fucking...
What are you trying to stay towards? QT stuff? Come on, GTK for a
I know. I'm using GNOME now because KDE just fucking sucks.
What?
I use KDE.
KDE and Flexbox. Good luck. What's up?
Yeah, I hate GNOME.
Yeah, I wasn't
like
planning
it.
On sitting here talking on the phone all night. I had stuff I was wanting to do, but oh well.
Yeah. You know what? I hated GNOME for a long time because
okay.
I used to do a lot.
Get some more people on here.
I'm like your spam bot now?
Yes, spam the world.
Alright, hang on.
Bam, start up.
Oh, yeah, and then the fifth thing
DJ Mullet.
I don't think he'll call, but he's trying. It's like we're having a random conference.
But we're recording it because we made a show.
Yeah, we're recording it because I'm too lazy to walk home.
Are you sitting outside?
I'm sitting outside the swing in my grandma's house with a light on.
In front of the big bad wolf dressed up as grandma. Come over to say hi.
Hear that? That cricket? That means that's not funny.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Alright. Oh, God. Goddamn. Okay, game makes so many fucking sound effects. That is funny.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's chat with Tron.
He's not even signed on.
Why? Well, oh, my
yeah,
God.
He is.
What's his screen name? Tron is on.
Hey.
I don't like Tron anymore.
What's his screen name?
That was always nice to him.
And
never gave him any
what
crap.
Is it?
The stuff he did, and then he just puts that on me every time I talk to him. Just screw him. He's always making fun of me for living out in the woods in Everglades. I don't even live in Everglades. Like 4 years old, talking to a bunch of kids on the telephone line, telling me how to freaking, what do they call it? Pedophile. There you go.
I thought Tron didn't like to be talked to.
He doesn't. He's like, he's the one breathing into the phone.
Yeah, I'm gonna
don't tell him the conference name.
Huh?
Don't tell him the conference number.
Yeah, he knows it.
Oh, he does?
Well, not the one we're particularly on, but he has the conference number. Because I told him about it one night. Man, you're gonna get Tron here and then you're gonna, like, sweep tone it or something?
Yeah, then we'd have to move to a different room.
No, because then the recording would still be on the other room. And then I just go home and have like 30 minutes of sweep time. That would suck. That's how we should start the show with like some 120 decibel sweep time.
Dude, yeah, just to make spare the listeners.
Okay, I have an idea. This is like such torture. There was stuff. Okay, there's this commercial. It's for headache medicine. All right. Guess what they're doing in the background?
What?
I think guess at least. They're playing like this really, really high-pitched tone that would give you a headache, and I don't know, I can like actually hear
this. I heard someone join.
Huh?
I heard someone join.
There's no beat.
I heard something click. It's Tron.
Okay, anyway. So they're playing this tone that would give you a headache on a freaking Tylenol commercial. Tell me that's not evil.
It is evil, but they're a corporation. That's evil in definition.
So what I'm thinking is I put like some really high-pitched tone under the show and just leave it on the whole show. And they'll be like, damn, man, I got a headache while I was listening to that. And I'll be like, ha, 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 plan has succeeded.
Dude, Clipper, and these
what?
Pictures with you in them, what were you doing?
Oh, no.
I was sticking my head in a thing of ice.
What? You disgusting bastard.
No, the one where they're all like, oh wait, there's tons of stupid pictures. What were you guys doing out there, just meeting on the beach?
Yeah, we were having a beach party. Back when I ate meat.
Are you a vegetarian?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes.
Man, you're dead. I don't see how you live.
Thank you.
And yes, vegetarianism is a reflection of your sexuality.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, y'all live in the, like, local area?
Yeah, we all live in Orange County.
So what is this form for? Hacking, or?
I don't know. It's just for this meetup. Irvine Underground. And yeah, we were a bunch of geeks and hackers and shit like that.
That's kind of an oxymoron. We have some UrbanUnderground.com or whatever.
Do you see me and some huge dude with a red shirt on sticking our arms and a thing of ice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
We were having a contest to see who could stick our arms in longest. I couldn't feel my arm for like 20 minutes after that.
Awesome. You know what else you could do? Just stick your finger in my pocket. That did the same thing. You wouldn't feel it.
Well, actually, kind of speaking of that, back when I was like 9 years old, I was in an electronics store. I found this paperclip that has plastic on it. I'm like, hey, insulation. So I stripped off the plastic from the, I mean, I unfolded it, and I stripped off the plastic from the tip, and I bent it around so it would fit in the light socket. I wanted to see what would happen. So I stuck it in there, and I couldn't feel it for a second, and then I'm like, ow, and I let go, and this thing shot, hit the wall, and bounced back onto the table, and it was on fire.
I'm so pleased that ends the show.
And I came
That's
out.
The intro,
with,
right there.
Okay, this is really gay.
Come on, we're getting intros and sound outtakes here. Come on.
Yeah.
So what you should do is you plug in the monitor and then unplug it. Take off the bag and find a big capacitor and stick a screwdriver in there. There's so much power stored up in one of those, it would kill you. Seriously, it would kill you. Do it right now.
Okay, you know what was really great about the Urban Underground Party is there's this one guy named Lumpstud, and he brought a can of napalm. And that was pretty cool.
Did you burn it?
Light it?
Yeah, dude, he lit it. And it was sitting right by the fire, and it was just going all night.
Awesome.
It wasn't even a full can. It was just, you know, like a small coffee can. He had like 1 inch of it in there, and it was just going. It never did stop. And the cops came, and I had just kicked it into the fire previously as I was putting the fire out. So, it's probably a good thing, or else the cops probably would have arrested him for it.
It's not against all that napalm.
Yeah, it is.
It is?
Yeah.
Why? It's just like gas and...
Yeah.
It's gas and styrofoam.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's extremely flammable. Can't make explosives.
Gas. It's not any more flammable than gas.
No, it's less flammable, like, explosive-wise.
Yeah, but
it doesn't blow up. Which, that's what does the damage, not the fire. The thing's blowing up.
I know, but still, it's illegal because, you know, it's this, you know, it's an evil subject. It's an evil subject. Whatever it is. It's evil, okay? And they want to ban
it's
it. Good. So.
That's the devil.
Right.
Because back in, like, World War II times, it used to be the best explosives they had. They would level whole cities with napalm. It takes, like, 4 days.
All right. They slowly burn it.
Yeah. That's what it would do. I was watching on the History Channel. They said they were, like, in some town in, I think, England or something. The Germans just covered with napalm. And when the fighters from Britain were flying around trying to take them down, they had to turn their engines down to idle because the air was rising so fast from the heat of the fire that they were just, the engines were going too fast. They had to turn them all the way down.
So they were just coasting off
the
hot air?
Yeah, idle because there was that much air moving from the napalm.
That's
Tell me that's not awful.
That's funny.
Random info.
Yeah, you can find a lot of that on Wikipedia. Wikipedia is fucking awesome.
Oh my god, I can't stand this much longer. What the fuck is going on with Risen? It's like, keeps going down.
Don't use that Esper server.
What do you mean? How do I change it?
You go to a different server. IRC.insertrandom.net.
But
chat.othersideirc.
Hey, someone see if well,
I'm hosting
files
on this one channel.
Hello. Someone see if urandom.net is taken.
Urandom?
Yeah. That sounds pretty cool.
Just a letter U random?
Yep.
Probably porno.
It's IRC one.
What?
I'm
not talking about IRC server. I'm talking about a
domain name.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's probably porno. That's
what
most of that is.
No, like 90% of the things are some company bought up 10,000 domains. They all have crazy index.
Yeah. Or what was it like? VeriSign was taking all the blank domain
yeah.
and just putting the advertisements on there.
I think it was something like that.
Now that is.
Did you read that last thing about domain jacking? And they just made it easier.
It's just a blank index.
I didn't read it. It's blank index. It doesn't like go to some.
No, it goes to an index, but there's just it's just white.
All right, do a little wget/m.
Fuck you. My hands are hurting from holding this goddamn phone for so fucking long.
Oh, poor girl. Oh, don't worry about it. Probably taken. Alright, I'm hearing a lot of static.
Yeah, no shit.
There.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds bad. Hopefully he's gone.
Yeah.
Noob. Awesome, you hung up on it.
What happened?
You like a three-wave or something.
What?
How the hell did you do that?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like hung up and then my phone rang and I picked it back up.
The content? Okay. Yeah, okay. I get what was going on. Never mind. Stop playing with that.
Me?
Yes.
I'm not doing jack shit.
Whoa, that was weird. Your voice got all pixely.
Dude.
So, we have nothing to talk about.
Exactly.
What time is it?
11:12. I've probably been in it for 2 hours.
Oh.
Who the hell is reading the phone like a fucking donkey? Hello?
I think it's Clifford. He's downloading porn and he's getting all pixelated.
He's getting into it.
Pack it all.
Crap is that?
Getting kind of tired. Kind of bored. So, I'm wondering if I should go to school tomorrow or not. Because the plan is either I stay home or I go to school, and as soon as I get there, I find Eric and Ron, and then we're going to go over to his house and play PS2 all day before they come back to my house. I don't know what I should do, because I want to sleep all day, but I want to go skip school. So.
Sounds like a plan.
I don't know what I should do. I'm confused.
I'd say we take our 3 days by force. I don't have to take it by force. I got the day on. Fuck you.
Who cares? You're in Hillsborough County. That's gay. You're gay because you live there.
Hillsborough County is gay. Yeah, you're right. You know what isn't gay, though? Canada.
They are, because they hacksawed our election.
Okay, you know what? This show's going nowhere.
The show has been over for a while now.
Yeah, it has been over, like, since I joined. Because of me that it's over.
Trust me, it was over before then. It was over whenever he called me. I was like, hey, and it was over.
Yeah, this isn't even a show. Fuck the show. Let's just have a call.
That's what we're doing. I said that 30 minutes ago.
Why don't you just stop the recording then?
Because I don't want to get up. This friggin' swing is comfy.
It's going to be like 1,000 megs. It's going to take up 4 gigs on your
own. 1,000 megs.
I said 4 gigs. I thought it was 1,000 megs.
Wow, that doesn't even add up. 1,000 megs?
1,000 megs equals 4 gigs.
I didn't say that. I knew.
I'm not the one that's saying there's a 1,000 megs and 4 gigs.
Okay, you can rewind the recording. I didn't say that.
I believe it's said. Clipper?
Yep.
That's what it says.
4 gigabytes.
Equals 1,000 megabytes.
No, all he said was 1,000
megabytes equals 10 billion kilobytes, right?
Yep. Hey,
what's all going on? He's playing with a freaking hook switch.
I just flashed on you. Stop the fucking static. God, I'm connecting to so many goddamn servers in this pool. It's ridiculous. I'm bounced around like a fucking retard. And every time I have to restart my queue, I have to wait in line again for this goddamn file.
Has everybody read 1984?
Yeah.
Are you the only one?
Yeah, I haven't read it.
That's what's in the news, don't listen to
them. I don't read, okay? I play games.
That's why you're retarded.
I'm not retarded. I'm not the one that said there's 1,000 megs for games, okay?
You rewind the fucking recording.
How am I supposed to go do that? Am I supposed to press star and then whistle into the phone and then replay?
Launch some nukes.
Launch some nukes? Yeah, that's right.
Why does XMS open so many fucking goddamn... Yeah, kill him, motherfucker.
You're stupid. You're a pirate, okay? Why are you complaining about waiting in line?
What? No, all these goddamn Java windows open.
Hey, Clipper, we gotta get him an eye patch and a little hook.
What?
And a fake pair.
I'm a real pirate, bitch.
There you go. You're already halfway to being a real pirate. There you go. You have to stay Navy all the time.
That's okay. Some weird thick pirate fish you got, and I'm not that into it.
Oh, man. I don't believe so.
Play you fucking file.
What time did you say it was?
Right now it's 11:16.
11:50?
16.
15?
16! Now it's 17.
Jesus Christ. I gotta get out of here.
Oh, really?
I don't even want to...
Hey, I'm gonna have Virtus join in, okay?
Who?
Virtus.
Who the hell is that?
He's doing Logworld, too.
Let's get everybody on this boat. Come on, start adding people.
Alright.
Go, my slaves. Do my bidding.
I'm gonna ask DJ Moore.
Ask Kizzle. He has VoIP. Ask Reflex. He's local.
He's not on.
If he is, he's always on.
He's not on!
He must be dead. Or drowning his own vomit.
Should I just advertise the comp or a show?
Yes. Oh, sorry. It's a comp show. Comp show spectacular. Extravaganza. Yeah. So there's Verizon, the Virgin Mobile commercial where they have Chris Mahana Kwanzaa. I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I want to use that. That's going to be my new handle. Chris Mahana Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, 20-some letters.
What the fuck? This is really pissing me off. Shitty-ass prison. Crashing all over that damn place.
Yeah, like 15, 20 letters. That'd be some crazy password.
Dude, the maximum length password you can have is 127. That's in Windows XP.
Whatever happened to 5 to 13?
No, maximum you can have is 127 characters.
No, 5 to 13, that's the rule. Although mine's 6 letters.
Okay, dude.
Not really.
The maximum length of a password you can have in Windows XP is 127.
Hold on while I try to care.
I'm just telling you.
No, it's not gonna happen. Sorry.
Well, I'm really hurt. Okay, I've already connected to this server 4 times. Can I please jump to a different DNS? Fucking A.
Maybe there's only one server.
No, there's like four, but they're all shitty.
Oh my god.
So, are we getting more people in here to talk about random?
I am DJ.
I'm trying to get Apex to come on, but he's saying that he's trying not to pass out from inhaling isopropyl alcohol.
Oh, wait. 8138, no.
What? Huh? What's going on? What about DJ? What about some kid inhaling paint?
My friend Apex, who was like a druggy idiot dude, well, he inhaled some isopropyl alcohol and he's trying to not pass out from it.
So. Clover, why did you IM me the extension and the number?
Because I accidentally IM'd it to you.
What, are you doing a mass IM or something?
Yeah, fucking White Sword, he pisses me off. He's a Bush supporter.
What does he say?
But he's a neo-Nazi too, so, yeah.
Okay, DJ's coming.
Oh god.
Neo-Nazis.
Now we're gonna feel this new comp with cool people. Damn you.
What's wrong with noob comp for cool people?
It doesn't work.
It works perfectly.
We're not even talking about anything.
Exactly, I need more people.
Oh.
A bunch of people talking about nothing makes one great convert.
Yeah. And then we can just bring up random stuff like napalm.
I think that's Doug. DB Zone 5.
Yeah, that's Doug.
Think he'll come?
Hey, British in Canada keeps on getting...
little Jew or something. He didn't talk to anybody except for Lucky. And him, Terry.
Hey, this guy in Canada is getting an error. Says the number you are calling cannot be completed as dialed.
Did he put a 1 or whatever our country code is?
Yeah.
Of which I believe is 1 or something?
Yeah, he knows. It's Canada's also 1.
How the hell do they have the same country code as us?
Because they're on the same continent.
It doesn't go by continent.
Yeah, but we're close enough.
Yeah, they're freaking America Junior. We're gonna take them over one day with a freaking butter knife. Don't lie, you know we could too. One little skinny midget guy.
You know what?
A butter knife.
Canada is done for. America just by swinging boutique at everybody.
They will be owned. I just made that word up. Honed, whatever. They're gonna get slaughtered for the butter knife. Them and their maple leaf. What are they gonna do, pour maple syrup on us?
They're on DBK to join.
We'll play hockey around us? Ooh, fear. Hockey.
Yeah, they'll chop your fucking heads off with hockey sticks, dude.
Yeah, they're crazy big fat guys that play hockey all day and have no teeth because they run into each other. I'm fearing. Watch out.
DJ's trying to come, but he says it's busy, so I'm like, try again, it does that.
Yeah, we have a ghetto comp. It only allows 2 people, and I'm on 2 lines, so...
Fucking it.
No one can connect.
This is starting to piss me off. I need to get, like, a clipboard for DTK. There for no...
I think we can just start using M3's asterisk box and just take over some conference.
Who's that guy? Did you get that link clipper?
Yeah. I'm saying, who's that guy?
I don't know. Nothing.
What's up, DJ?
Echo.
Yeah. Everyone that isn't vocal says there's, well, actually, everyone says there's an echo.
I don't hear an echo.
I hear one. I hear myself.
Yeah, this conference is like super ghetto. Only 2 or 3 people can be on it at a time, and I'm on 2 lines right now, so.
Oh, now they're going after the Moroccans, eh?
Yeah.
So what's up?
There's a most wanted alert for this guy that paid some quote-unquote hackers to launch a distributed denial of service attack against his company's competitors.
What a faggot news on there.
I have the link. It's, let's post some stuff on.
Uh-oh, I think White Sword's gonna call it.
Okay, listen to this. Alright, his unique mark is he has a mole on his right cheek.
Wow.
How many people in the fucking world have moles on their right cheek? I mean,
Lindsay?
Just a few.
That's so distinguishing. They find him in a crowd of a million people. No one has a mole on their cheek.
Everybody's gonna call. It was the first distributed knowledge service tech used for a commercial purpose in the United States.
Yeah, right.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the caution, okay, it talks about how that, what a distributed knowledge service is. Oh, and then the investigation was codenamed Operation Cyber Slam. This is all in the FBI's paper.
There's a nice sample. Cyber Slam.
Yeah, Cyber Slam. We're going to distribute knowledge service.
By the way, this conference is being recorded because I'm too lazy to go back to my house and turn the recording off. So I'm going to go home and I'll have no disk space left.
Yeah, because we've been going for 3 hours.
Awesome. That's like a gig. No, it's 4 gigs. It's 1,000 megabytes.
Shut the hell up. You can rewind that fucking... I did not say that. I said like 1,000 meg. Oh, no, 4 gig. That's what I said. Fucking A. Goddamn static on my old ass phone line. Oh, going.
What's up?
What's up, Mike? Sorry.
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh,
okay. Never mind then.
Huh?
What?
I Googled this bridge number and I pulled up a list of telephone numbers that people have called.
Google this bridge number?
Yeah, Google the bridge number.
What'd you find?
I found the call log list.
Dude, you always Google a number before you call it.
I don't, because I don't care.
I Googled your home phone just to make sure it was you.
Oh, God.
So who's all in here?
Scratch Dust. I'm not here.
And you did mom.
What's
up, guys?
I know G-Virus, okay? Disassociate that name with me. It's, K-Virus. Yes, it's Clipper. Oh, that phone log you're talking about, Whitesboro, that's, Twirls is... That's,
yeah.
It's phone hog log. You said he was gonna make another one.
Sam.
What do you guys up to?
I'm spamming Tron.
Fuck! Ask me if he bought gay fuel. Ask Tron if he picked up a case of gay fuel yet.
Huh?
Ask Tron if he picked up a case of gay fuel yet.
Gay fuel?
Yep, it's a new gay rave drink. I've seen him at Max when I was sitting at work.
What is it, like ecstasy or something?
No freaking idea. It's supposed to be for the gay viewing man that needs that all my whatever. It's just an energy drink.
Oh.
Alright, children, that's the end of the show. I know you didn't enjoy it or anything, but guess I'll see you next time.
Somebody needs to be looking at my own reflection.
Sentenced to hell. Swing.